Today's shiur in Maseches Bava Basra will be beginning from Daf Kuf Samach Beis Amud Aleph. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the Shiur, and even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. In our last shiur, we introduced the halacha that the last line of the shtar, the writing of the shtar, the body of the shtar, must contain no new information. The Gemara had asked, why is it that there should be no new information from the in the last line of the shtar? So Rav Amram, at the top of Kuf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, told us that the last line is not to be learned from. Using his words, "Lefi she'ein lemeidim mishito achroino." What is the reason for this? Why is it that we're instructed not to learn, not to pay attention, so to speak, to information contained in the last line? Or, in other words, the last line simply contains information that we already know about. Let us glance at the Rashbam at the top. Omar Rav Amram, Lefi she'ein lemeidim mishita achrona, mipnei she'ein ho'edim yecholim lekarev chasimosam kol kach besomuch besof hashtar. There's a reality that witnesses, when they sign, they can't sign in such a way leaving no space between their signatures and the writing that appeared above. In other words, human nature is such that one, when signing, leaves a little space between the body of the shtar and the signature. Umanichim revach bein hashtar lechasimosim. As we just said, they leave a revach, a space between the shtar, the content of the document, and their signatures. V'yochol adam lezayef ulehoisif beintayim shito achas. And as a result of this space that's left, there is room for someone to add information, to add a line, a clause that is essentially considered a forgery. V'hilkoch tikun rabbonon lachzor minyonu shel shtar b'shito achrona. And therefore, the Rabbanan established that the last line of the shtar must contain information that was mentioned above. The vilti shiichtoiv bo dover hatzorich, so as to prevent something of an essential nature appearing in that last line. Shereim zifo v'hosifo lachar zman, and as a result of this, if they would add something after a while, Einonu mafsidim klum im lo nilmad hemena, shrei kvar kosuv kol zeh lemalo. If someone adds something in that last line, it won't make any difference to us because we're telling you that the last line must contain information that we already know about. Vegam im zifu v'yosifu b'shita sacholok sha'achar inyono shashtar shebishita achrono bein ashtar li'edim. And likewise, if someone adds something that is not already stated above in the shtar, in other words, forges that last line, namely, writes something that the witnesses did not really sign upon, it still won't bother us. Lo malo v'lo mor, it won't make any difference. Shari ein lemeidim mishita achrona, because we don't learn from the last line. The Rashbam adds a point. U'b'she'ein kosuv b'shtar shoru v'kayom mayri. This Gemara is probably talking about a case where the expression shoru v'kayim that was mentioned on Kuf Samach Amud Beis, which is an expression indicating end of shtar, that expression doesn't appear in this case. Kein nira v'einai tam hadavru pirusho v'ikurin. The Rashbam concludes saying that this is what is most likely to him. The Gemara continues, Omar le Rav Nachman le Rav Amram. Rav Amram, who just said, Ein lemeida mishita achrona, where does he know that from? Mino locha. Rav Nachman asks Rav Amram, from where do you know this? Omale, we have in our markings a long answer marking. You can see in the little space to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text an encircled tuf with a vertical dashed line indicating the length of this answer. So Rav Amram answers, Desanya, we have the following Tanaic source. In our marking system, Tanaic sources are enclosed in frames. The source says, Hirchik eso edim shnei shitin min haksav. Puzzle. If witnesses sign, leaving two lines blank, in other words, leaving a blank space in which one could write two lines, puzzle. This is too great a space between their signatures and the body of the shtar, and as a result of this, it's puzzle, it's void. Shito achas kosher. If the witnesses left a blank space of one line, of the equivalent of one line, it's okay. That's the end of the source. The Gemara asks, "My shno shnei shitin? Why is two lines not legitimate? Dilma mezayef v'kosav? Because we're afraid that after they signed, leaving such a blank, such a large blank space, the fellow writing the shtar could write in, could forge information that they did not sign on." Shita achas nami mezayef v'kosav, even if they leave one line blank, is there not the same suspicion that he might add in that blank space information beneficial to him that they did not sign upon? And apparently we're not so concerned about that. Elolav, rather, this shows us shma mino, let us conclude, ein lemeidim mishita achrona shma mino. We don't learn from, we don't pay attention, so to speak, to the last line of the document, namely the last line that appears above their signatures. Therefore, if they left a blank space and he were to write in something that's to his benefit, that's of a forged nature, we wouldn't be paying attention to it anyway. So you see from this source the rule that Rav Amram told us, Ein lemeidim mishita achrona. Ibaya leho, the Gemara now on the top of Kuf Samach Beis Amid Beis asks, regarding the issue of leaving a space, shita umechtso mai, how should we relate to witnesses who signed leaving a gap of 1.5 lines? Before we go on in the Gemara, let us take note of the new geometric form that we encounter. We see a triangle. In our marked Gemaras, we feature on the outside margin topic headings and structural explanations as to what the role of these geometric forms is. The Nosei Mivne. So we see a triangle featured in the outside margin. Nisyonos Lifshoit HaSheila, attempts to resolve the question, Mahadin Imhu Hirchik HaChasimois Misoifa Shtar Shuro Mechza. What is the law with regard to a case where the signature started 1.5 lines after the body of the shtar? So the triangles represent attempts to answer this question. We see the triangle here, and further down the page, another one. The first approach is to draw an inference from the source that we saw on Omer Aleph. Toshma, Hirchik eso edim shnei shitin min haksav posel. The source that we saw on Omer Aleph, and we see it's quoted here in the frame, that if witnesses distanced their signatures 2 rows from the body of the shtar is no good. So we can infer, when is a shtar no good? When the distancing is 2 lines. Ha, shita, umechsa, if it were less, namely 1.5 lines, kosher. Then the shtar would be acceptable. And if that be the case, we would have provided an answer to our question. The Gemara, though, rejects this. Emo seifa. The Gemara says, keep reading the same source that you quoted from. Shito achas kosher. When is a shtar kosher with regard to gaps? If they left a gap of 1 line, then it's okay. And we can draw an inference from here. Shito achas hu de kosher. it's acceptable only if one line is left blank. Ho shita umechza posel. However, if he left 1.5 lines blank, that would not be acceptable. Notice in our markings, we've squiggle underlined the expression ha, and we did the same thing above, at the end of the second line. This is in order to draw one's attention to the point at which the Gemara states its conclusion from the inferences drawn from the source. The first time we saw it, we said ha shita omechza kosher, and here we see ha shita omechza posel. So the Gemara says, Elo meha, rather from this source, leko lemashma mina, we cannot conclude the question, we can't draw conclusions based on inferences. Therefore, the Gemara goes on to ask, my havi ala, what is the halacha regarding to a gap of 1.5 lines? Toshma, so come in here, Tesanya, we bring you another Tanaic source. Hirchik eso edim shnei shitin min haksav posel. If witnesses leave a gap of the equivalent of two lines of writing, the shtar is not acceptable. Pochos mikan kosher. Notice how we've dashed underlined this expression because this is the focus of our attention for right now. Less than two, it's okay. Well, 1.5 is in fact less than two. So with this, we would conclude our question. This source is a quote from the Tosefta in the seventh perek of Maseches Gittin. So in that Tosefta, there's more information that this source contains. Hoyu arba'o v'chamisha edim chasumin al hashtar. If you had 4 or 5 witnesses that signed a document, v'nimtza echad mehem koroiv oi posel, and it turned out that one of these witnesses was a relative or someone unfit to serve as a witness, tiskayim edus b'sha'ar, we can still establish the kashrus, the acceptability of the document, through the appearance of the other witnesses. In other words, when it comes to signing a shtar, the appearance of one witness in the group does not ruin the entire group of signers. With this idea in mind, we can then support an idea offered by Chizkiah, Messiah Lei L'Chizkiah. This Tanaic source supports Chizkiah's rule or suggestion. The Amar Chizkiah. Chizkiah addressing a case of a shtar where a gap of two lines appeared between the signers and the body of the shtar. In other words, where a gap of two lines we said above is not acceptable. If the fellow had a relative sign in that gap, thereby reducing the gap, because now there's a name there, the shtar would be rendered kosher. In other words, we would not say that this is a problem of hirchik shnei shitim, because we see there's a signature there. And if you'll say, but he's not acceptable, he's a relative and hence not acceptable to sign as a witness, that's no problem. We see in the source that if you find in a group of witnesses one who is not acceptable, you can be mekayim the shtar nevertheless through the other signatories. That's what the Gemara says here. Mil'uhu b'kroivim, if one filled up the gap with relatives, kosher. We have a very interesting situation. We have, if there was no one there, namely there was a gap of two lines, the absence would create a psul. However, by adding that which is posel, you thereby make it kosher. An interesting situation. And if this causes amazement, the Gemara says, V'al tetameh, and don't be amazed that if it were blank with nothing there, it's posel. But by adding posel, it becomes kosher. Sharei, we have a parallel idea in an unrelated topic, that of schach of a sukkah. And the halach is as follows. Avir sukkah, posel b'shlosha. If you have in the schach covering of a sukkah, an airspace, a gap in the schach, a gap of three tfachim running across the sukkah, across the roof of the sukkah, you have a gap of three tfachim of airspace, your sukkah is rendered not kosher. However, schach posel, posel be'arba'o. If you have unacceptable schach material covering the sukkah, that renders a sukkah posel only if you have four tfachim of that material. Therefore, imagine the following. If you had a sukkah with an airspace, an area where there's no schach running across the sukkah of three tfachim, and he put over that airspace, or part of that airspace, schach posel, there would then be no longer airspace of three tfachim. So by adding the schach posel, you're actually making the sukkah kosher. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.